Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
You know, one of the economic headlines that we face is diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's a hot topic. It's a hot button. It's everybody's talking about it. And guess what? The Bible talks about it. And I'm a big fan of the Bible. I'm a big fan of diversity, equality, and inclusion. The Bible says the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. That's 1 Corinthians 12:21. We actually need diversity. It's an important part of the body of Christ. It's an important part of the economy. It's an important part of the human race. And equality, that's important too. James is very specific. The book of James says, my brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus, must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? So equality is important. It's important to God. And then inclusion is important. In Galatians 3:28, it says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. God doesn't exclude people. God believes in inclusion. The gospel is free to every person. But you know what? That's not what the DEI that you hear about in the news is talking about. It's not what's going on in America today. And it's not about equality. It's about equity, which is an entirely different word. It's trying to guarantee equal outcomes, not equal opportunity. Welcome to Pirate Money Radio, where we talk about the issues of the day, how they apply to money and the economy through a biblical lens, and then we dive into the impact on you and what you can do about it. And welcome to this week's co-host, my friend and colleague, Mike Carter. Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks for having me back on this radio this morning, Kevin. I'll tell you, when I looked at this topic, I was so shocked to say, can diversity, equity, and inclusion actually be affecting our economy? And yeah. The reality is that it does. I would have never guessed that. Now, I've been through the corporate world throughout my career. I saw affirmative action. I saw the pros and cons of it. I saw, okay, well, that's going to create some internal confusion here. That's going to create issues over here. But to get to the point where it's got this force multiplier effect of literally every major corporation out there implementing this type of thing, it's a crazy topic that I would never thought would be an economic issue.
Yeah, they put DEI officers into companies. And so you may work for a company that has a DEI officer, a DEI mandate. We're talking diversity, equity, and inclusion. It sounds so good on the surface, but it is literally candy laced with poison for society. Mike, did you see, it's hard for me to even say this name, but that's the name he goes by, Charlemagne the God. That's a little G, folks. Even Charlemagne, did you see the story with him?
I did see that. Yeah. Amazing. But it makes sense, right? Because what we've seen happen out there as people get put into positions that may or may not be the right fit for them, it does a disservice to that person that's in that position. Not if they're the right person. But if they're put there because of skin color or because of something else, it's a real danger that the corporate world is walking into right now. And they're being forced on it by the government.
It is. And Charlemagne just talks about it. Now, by the way, he is a far left in his politics. He is not a conservative. And he even names himself with a blasphemous name, Charlemagne the God. I hate the name. But he was on The Daily Show. And he pointed out the nonsense and sham of all of this DEI stuff. Here's a quote from a Blaze article, April 8th. It says, the truth about DEI is that although it's well-intentioned, well, I'm not sure it's well-intentioned, he says it's mostly garbage, okay? It's kind of like Black Little Mermaid. Just because racists hate it doesn't mean it's good, Charlemagne said while guest hosting The Daily Show. You know I'm right because every one of you has sat through one of those diversity training sessions and thought this is some, well, he used a word I don't like to use. It starts with bull and ends with it. But anyway, bottom line is he knows it's nonsense. Most of America knows it's nonsense, but we've been spending billions of dollars on this and it's hurting you. You don't know how much it's hurting you. Mike, I mean, when we walked through the show prep, you seem kind of shocked at some of the impact this is having on real people, ordinary people.
Absolutely. And the negative culture that it creates is what's so amazing. And, you know, while there might be people that are good intentioned that think this is a good thing, I will tell you there's an elephant in every room in corporate America, these companies that say people don't want to speak out and say what you said in the opening, which I think is great. The equality is a good thing. Inclusion is a great thing. We all want to love our brothers and sisters. I have two daughters. I want to see them be highly successful in whatever they do and not gender be used against them in any way. But when it becomes a quota, when it becomes a litmus test instead of a performance test, we have an issue.
Yeah, and you know, this idea that there's oppressors and oppressed. Well, here's the bottom line. Every one of you listening to this program has fallen into both categories at various points of your life. For example, my family heritage is Cherokee on one side, on my dad's side. And yeah, they were oppressed. They were forced on the Trail of Tears across the nation. But it happened a long time ago. And my Irish on my mom's side, they came here, they were miserably treated at various points. So, you know, things change over time and everybody's got their backstory. There's not a listener here who, well, I take that back. If your last name is Rockefeller, maybe you're exempt. You know, more modernly, Bill Gates family or whatever, maybe you're exempt. But the vast majority of us have had to live where we've not been treated fairly at one time or another in our lives.
It happens everywhere in I'm going to go back to my corporate America experience. Life is not fair. Go to life in general, right? Health concern, life is not fair. But to see what's happening and how things are being stacked, again, we've talked before, is this incompetence or according to plan? This is one where you look at the metrics, you look at the numbers. It's clearly an agenda that's according to a plan, and a plan that's not for good.
Well, the plan was from the 1960s. That's where it started in Black Panther and others. It blossomed recently in the Black Lives Matter movement. It's become a dividing line between collectivism and individual liberty. See, America was built on the notion of individual liberty, not on collectivism. And it's been dividing America. CNN, even CNN headline, "What is DEI and why is it dividing America?" Here's a quote. 2023 survey by the Pew Research Center found that 52% of employed U.S. adults say they have DEI trainings or meetings at work, and 33% have a designated staff member who promotes DEI. It's impacting the majority of us. It's dividing our country. It's making money for some. It's a cottage industry where you can make a lot of money. You know, those DEI positions are high-paid positions, but it's hurting others. And it's a form of economic warfare. And the claim is that we can use discrimination to end discrimination, which is just nonsense, and it's ripe for abuse. So the first thing we need to know is it doesn't help the economy, despite what the experts have said. There have been these McKinsey studies. Have you seen those McKinsey studies, Mike?
Oh, yeah. And they used to be pretty credible, although their credibility seems to be waning.
Yeah, well, they published this study that says that by having diversity, it helps your company. Well, that's true if you have diversity of thought, not diversity based solely on, you know, external things like skin color and things like that. National Pulse did an article that pointed out that McKinsey's conclusions were junk research. And they actually were quoting authors of a study in Econ Journal Watch. It is junk. It is junk science to claim that just because you have a rainbow of colors in skin colors in your factory shop or your boardroom, that you're going to get better results. Diversity of thought. But if you put everybody that thinks exactly alike, it doesn't matter what their skin color is. You're going to get the same output.
Yeah, that diversity of thought. And as entrepreneurs, you know, that's a big thing. How do you think differently out there? I had an entrepreneurial professor who always drove to work differently to get a different mindset. And getting those types of input are important in the creative process. But when it's just diversity for the sake of diversity, it's a scary thing.
Yeah, no. Culture can play an impact, but skin color by itself doesn't help. And this has been weaponized by the trans movement. Men and women do think differently, but does a trans man think like a trans man or woman? Are you dealing with this? Send us your story to piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. This is Pirate Money. We'll be back after a break.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
We've been talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, the buzzword that's in corporate America today. This is a very expensive game it's being played. It has little benefit, it's potentially great harm, and comes at great cost. And it can open the door to hiring people who destroy your business morale and your culture. And then you might be subjugated. You're forced into going into DEI training because you used the wrong pronoun or said the wrong thing. You know, it's been weaponized in particular by the trans movement. Now, diversity is really good if it's diversity of thought. It's not based on skin color or genders or pronouns. You know, men and women do think differently. There's no question. I mean, I realize that every time I go home and talk to my wife, I realize that, you know, we have different perspectives on things. And I got to admit, her perspective a lot of times is the better perspective, and I need to learn from it. Have you experienced that, Mike?
And that's why you're happily married.
Yeah, well, I love my wife, and she's right a lot of times. Not every time, but a lot of times.
Well, a lot of thought leaders and great thinkers like your wife are declaring that this doesn't make sense. Elon Musk, I saw it there, declares war on liberal DEI organizations.
Wait, the richest man in America, always, I guess it depends on the price of Tesla stock this week. But he's what do you mean he's declared war on DEI?
Here's the quote. DEA must die. The tech man declared on his social media platform X on Friday. The point was to end discrimination, not replace it with different discrimination. And we're clearly seeing different discrimination today.
Well, yeah. DEI policies have been subject to heightened scrutiny in recent months due to an upsurge in anti-Semitic sentiments. That's from American News Nation. So what's happened is they put these DEI officers into companies, and they're all about diversity. And then we have the war in Israel happening with Hamas, and all of a sudden, these DEI officers who have been trained as cultural Marxists have come out and they've called for the extermination of Israel. Now, that's a scary thing. How diverse are they wanting? Only their kind of diversity. That's the bottom line. Ever since the October 7 terrorist attack on Israel by Hamas.
Here's a major corporation. I was just looking up one that I've had some experience with in the past. But these are their DEI goals: achieving gender parity in our leadership community globally by 2030, aligning our gender goals to leaders' individual incentives and long-term incentive payouts. It used to be about having the greatest products and great generating returns and health for people out there. Now it's getting completely turned upside down around. Let's make sure we've got the right people represented in the right places, not the right people in the right seats in the bus, but the right skin colors, the right gender parities. That's a scary thing as it comes to investing and what's going on in the economic climate today.
And education. Here's a quote. The refusal of the presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and MIT to acknowledge that calling for the genocide of Jews on their respective campuses violates anti-Semitism regulations and constituted harassment. They were asked about this at a House hearing where they said, hey, why are you doing this? Why are your DEI people calling for the extermination of Jews? So there is an agenda behind this. The agenda is not for liberty. It's not for individual liberty. It's not for growing a business. It's not for educating children in the best way. It is literally cultural Marxism, the oppressed versus the oppressors. And while they deny it, we're seeing garbage come out. Mm-hmm. What happens if GIGO, G-I-G-O, stands for garbage in, garbage out, right?
That's it.
If you're getting garbage out, you must be putting garbage in. And it's creating a huge problem for the economy and people. And it's not solving racial tensions. It's creating them. It's dividing us more than ever before.
Yeah, and that's what we see. I mean, I'm going to revert back to some of my corporate world out there. You put the right people in the right jobs, you have great performance. You all of a sudden say, you know what, even though you've hit all the numbers, you made all these things happen, but we can't put you in this next job because we have to pick somebody that's of this gender or this color. That creates a culture issue.
It creates a performance issue too. Could you imagine the NBA? So I was, as a kid, I was a very short Cherokee. Do you think the NBA should have taken me as a short Cherokee man and put me at center? Because they've never had a Cherokee short Cherokee center before. They never have. And those are my external characteristics. So I should be playing center in the NBA, right? Oh, they've never had a 62-year-old play center in the NBA either. So I should be a 62-year-old center playing in the National Basketball Leagues right now, right? That wouldn't that DEI help
well,
me with
see.
That?
Well, let's see. It would be diversity. We'd check that box. Equity. Was that equity?
Yeah. Okay. Fairness.
Yeah. And inclusion. You would be included.
I know I could get it for sure if I claimed I was a woman. If I claimed I was a woman, they would absolutely have to put me in there.
I do want to manage some expectations. If you're out there on the basketball court, you're probably going to get made fun of and ridiculed, I'm afraid. So just understand that up front.
Well, then they should be put in jail for making fun of me. Yeah. They hurt my feelings.
Therein lies the problem.
All right. You don't want a DEI surgeon doing your surgery or fixing your car or your airplane. All of these things. You don't want that. You want good performance and you want the most qualified people doing the work. That's the way that societies function properly. And you know what? People are, they're gaming this out. I'm on a corporate board right now and the NASDAQ has asked, how many women are on your board? How many minorities? So I qualify as a minority on the board, as Cherokee with background. Dr. Ben Carson's on our board, so he qualifies. We have a brilliant scientist. She's a doctor that understands statistics like nobody's business, which is important for this particular board. Those are all good. But did you know that 3-4 years ago, I was the only, quote, minority on the board, and we needed to have a female representation to meet the DEI goals. All I had to do was ask another board member, hey, just claim you're a woman today. And they didn't have to do surgery. They didn't have to do any changes. Just make the claim. And they didn't have to make the same claim tomorrow. So people are gaming this. This is from WorldNet Daily, a quote. This is from late last year. It says, according to a report from the Christian Institute in the United Kingdom, the Scottish government's Court of Session has ruled that the government is within its rights to let men take women-only position on boards. Isn't that nuts? The whole, in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion, we're stealing board positions from women.
That's nuts. Now women get to play sports and all that other stuff with men. Men get to be on the women's team.
Well, a boxing match is, I saw one of those. It's just awful to see a man beating up on a woman because, and it's okay and celebrated because he's a man. I mean, that under any other circumstances, a man hitting a woman should go to jail. But in the boxing ring, they think it's acceptable and okay or whatever. Anyway, being on a public company, there are all these rules, and Dr. Carson's on our board, but you know what? He's not there because he has a black skin color. He wrote a book titled Created Equal with a foreword by Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know why he's on the board? He's the most brilliant scientist I know. That's why he's on the board. He's one of the most famous doctors. He didn't get his position because of his skin color. He got his position because of hard work and brilliance and performance. And it's just an amazing guy. Love him tremendously. He's been a guest frequently on the Economic War Room program. You know, maybe we'll bring him on Pirate Money Radio at some point.
Great to have him here. And he is a big fan of Economic War Room and the pieces we're doing. And that's the type of thought leader we bring into Economic War Room to promote liberty, security, and values.
Hey, let's listen to a clip from Dr. Carson that sort of summarizes this problem. Mr. Producer, can you cue up that clip?
A friend of mine was telling me about his 8-year-old granddaughter who came home crying from school. Grandpa, am I evil because I'm white? Mm-hmm. Now, where do they hear that? You know, obviously. And how is that supposed to improve anything? Getting people to feel guilty and told that they're oppressors and all their relatives are oppressors. How is that supposed to improve anything? And how is telling other people that they're victims and that the system is stacked against them and it's inherent in everything that we do and there's no way out except to change the whole system, how is that supposed to help?
There's no question that telling little white girls that they're oppressors because, you know, hundreds of years ago, their forebears may have enslaved someone, or maybe they weren't even slave owners. They just have white skin color. That's just, it's not just that it doesn't work, as Dr. Carson properly points out. It's evil. It really is.
And Kevin, going back to the way you opened the show, I mean, there is a Christian worldview perspective that we treat all of our brothers as equal, and we respect each other. And this is one more tool that's being used by progressive left and even that Communist Manifesto to really create division and take down America.
Well, and it's not just taking down America, it's taking down Britain too. Here's from the Wall Street Journal, a lesson in DEI failure from Britain. Diversity, equity, inclusion costs billions and doesn't work. Bottom line is they point out in this article how UK taxpayers spent £557 million a year on 10,000 government jobs related to DEI. This is just the government jobs. This doesn't include the cost being forced on the corporation. The memo to companies, this is what the research said. Go ahead and cancel your DEI programs. That's the lesson from a recent report commissioned by the UK government, findings that diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace isn't all it's cracked up to be. A negative twist is that in the UK companies, they face growing risks of having to pay again for DEI as a legal backlash gathers momentum. Several employment law cases have found that employers, including the government, violated British protections on freedom of belief by punishing employees who dissented from the DEI orthodoxy on race or transgenderism. This is what we're going to face here in America. What's going to happen is all these DEI programs, people are getting passed over for jobs, or they're getting fired because they believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. They believe in from the Bible perspective and stuff. So it's expensive, it's ineffective, it's risky to our culture, and it's going to face an enormous backlash. And that backlash is happening right now.
And they spent $8 billion a year to launch these initiatives and then getting multiple lawsuits back now. So economic impact?
Yeah, huge. It's causing prices to go up. We just did last week, we were talking about inflation. Why do you have prices increases? One of them is diversity, equity, and inclusion. The backlash is coming. Even Axios on April 2nd said the backlash is real. Behind DEI's rise and fall, mentions of DEI or diversity, equity, inclusion in quarterly earnings calls, they're dropping because companies are dropping lists like a hot potato. They picked it up as the fashion of the day after the Black Lives Matter movement started, and now they're beginning to drop it because they know it's going to only hurt the economy, hurt investors, hurt employees. It's hurting pretty much everybody. We're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about solutions. How do we solve this problem at a personal level?
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
In the past couple of years, you've shown up at work and you've gotten called in. We're going to have a company-wide meeting. Everybody's going to get together and we're going to talk about how we've oppressed people. And we're going to apologize for our sins because we're racist or sexist or transphobe or homophobe or whatever. And we're going to deal with that. So everybody has to sit through these long meetings, which Charlemagne, and apologies to you, the God, that's what he calls himself, has said, it's just nonsense. And we have to sit through these meetings and you're going to feel guilty about who you are because of something your great, 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 grandparents may have done, and maybe they didn't do, and you're going to apologize to people. And then we're going to tell another group of people, maybe you're in the second group, you are never going to get ahead because you've been oppressed all your life, and you're not worthwhile, and you're not worthy, and you're not good enough to stand on your own merits. So we're going to take care of you and make everybody apologize, and we're going to turn you into victims. Neither one of those is true. It is not oppressed and oppressors. You shouldn't have the victim card played against you or for you. It's hurting you. It's hurting our economy. And we're now seeing massive backlash. Here's a quote. It says, the business community, long averse to political risks or controversies, is backing away from DEI programs over the past 2 years in the wake of widespread attacks from lawmakers, high-profile rich guys, and conservative activists like former Trump aide Stephen Miller. The backlash is real, and I mean in ways that I've actually never seen it before. So now, what do you think? You go in, you're told one day DEI is going to manage and control everything, and now we're seeing a backlash where they're just quietly putting it away. All that 2 years of meetings and stuff, we're just going to put away? How does this impact morale, Mike?
Oh, yeah, it impacts morale in a big way. I remember back even in the early 80s, as this was just getting started, sitting in a group with affirmative action. And if I said I wasn't racist, they basically said, you are racist.
Because you said you're not.
Yeah. There's no win in this thing.
If you say you're racist, then...
then you are. But if you say you're not, then you are, because you don't realize it.
Everybody's racist. Yeah. Unless you come from the victim crowd. And if you're a part of the victim group, then you're not racist. So I guess I'll play that card. You know what? All this DEI programs, it's whitewash. Wait. I shouldn't say whitewash. Uh-oh, is that
now
racist?
Now you did it.
Look, it was a fad. It never made sense. It's created higher racial tensions than we've ever had before, and corporations are beginning to push back. Guess who else is pushing back? States.
Good.
Texas and Florida are leading. Florida, Ron DeSantis signs a bill banning DEI initiatives in public colleges. University of Florida eliminates, this is March 1st, its diversity office and cuts DEI positions. And here's one, April 8th, Texas proves DEI programs aren't just wasteful, they failed. You should focus on merit instead. Did you see that? That was USA Today.
I did. I love the focus on merit instead. And the fact that we're getting back to sound reasoning, to really focus on what companies are here to do, and that's make a profit, but also create a culture that's going to people want to be a part of.
Now, I would love to say that this problem has gone away, but this is a Hydra level problem. You knock off one head, and two more come back after you. This is one. It's like a vampire. You got to drive a stake through the heart of this really evil program. Here's what they found in Texas from 2015 to 2020: the number of Black Aggies who agreed or strongly agreed that they belonged at Texas A&M dropped 30%. That's during the period that they were supposed to be promoting diversity, equity, inclusion with a budget of $11 million at Texas A&M. You know, you think of Texas A&M as a fairly conservative university, so they implement this program, and it's isolating and causing Black Aggies to feel that they are belonging less, not more. It's not solving problems, it's creating problems.
Well, we spent $11 million on that, but at least we looks like we're learning our lessons from that perspective. I see some parallels to this and even the ESG movement. You know, we talk about liberty, security, and values and economic war all the time, and we took on that ESG. This falls under ESG in some respects. That social governance is where DEI fits.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same people pushing the same agenda with just three different letters. It's an alphabet soup of discrimination. You know what does work? There is something that does actually work to reduce discrimination. You know what it is? Anti-discrimination laws. It says you can't treat someone because they're white worse than you treat someone because they're Black, or someone who's Black other than someone who's white. You can't discriminate against people. You know, I'm going to go back. It's kind of politically incorrect to actually quote this guy, but we've celebrated Martin Luther King Day for years now. And the guy, he said, I have a dream when my children will be judged not by the color of their skin, but rather by the content of their character. Character, content is what matters. Performance is what matters. And we got to dump this good old boy club, 100% against racism that direction. I don't want anybody looking down on me for Cherokee heritage or Irish heritage or anything else. You know what, though? I think America, as I've traveled the world and as I've talked to people from other nations, I think America's done a much better job than most other nations in removing discrimination.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, just the Judeo-Christian values that America was built upon, we were so strong. I look at even our military. It used to be, you know, they all bleed red and you look out for your buddy and everything else. But even the DEI in that is creating a lack of unity. They're having recruiting problems. It's something where we got to get back to what made America strong, and that's those Judeo-Christian values and principles of loving your neighbor.
Yeah, well, the Judeo-Christian values are truly important because, you know, in Christ, we quoted this earlier, there's neither Jew nor Greek. The idea is that your race doesn't determine who you are. And this is a principle that worked really well for William Wilberforce when he worked to end slavery. They worked bottom line that have people based on their abilities and based on their performance. Now, DEI is harming our companies. It's harming the company you probably work for. It's harming our economy. It's harming, you mentioned, Mike, the military, all of us. Let's talk about that a little bit. There's this 7 ways your DEI initiatives are harming your company and how to resolve it. Have you seen that, Mike?
I did. I just reviewed that briefly this morning before the show, and it looks on track. And again, shocking that we're even having to have these conversations.
So let's walk through the 7. What's number one there?
DEI is discriminatory.
Yeah, it itself wow. is discrimination by saying if you don't have this background, you can't have a place to work.
Mm-hmm. So number 2, DEI unnecessarily preferences physical attributes over non-physical. That was that corporate example I just showed the other day. We're going to have 30% gender neutral by 2030.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the physical attributes matter in certain things. Again, I'll use the NBA. You ought to discriminate, and you should have a taller person play center in the NBA. You should have someone with better eyesight. You can age discriminate in the NBA. You could be too old to play. There's certain places where discrimination is necessary and important, and physical attributes really, truly matter. But on the other hand, there are jobs where if it doesn't matter if you have a handicap, it doesn't matter if your skin is black or white, it doesn't matter. Certain jobs, it makes absolutely no difference, and we should not discriminate in those. It should be the person who works the hardest has the best performance.
Yeah. Next one, DEI diminishes the size of the talent pool.
Well,
makes sense.
Yeah, it causes people to say, hey, I can't get a job there. They're only looking for this. I can't apply there. You know, it reminds me of you know, just the opposite of the most talented. Okay, go back to the 1930s, 40s, 50s. Most talented person who happened to be black. Well, if you're an athlete, then it's okay eventually. You know, Jackie Robinson and stuff broke that color barrier. If you're a performer, a music performer is okay. But bottom line is you couldn't get a job because your skin was black. And that was a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's equally bad if your skin is white and you can't get a job.
Yeah. DEI, it decreases performance. Again, that's a no-brainer. I'll go back to my corporate world experience where all of a sudden you realize, hey, no matter how good I am for this next round of promotions, you're not allowed to really be in the pool because we got to make these other targets hit. Well, what does that do if you're in sales or if you're in customer service? You're like, no matter how good I am, well, maybe I don't try just as hard anymore. Now, I want to do that because of my own personal beliefs and goals, but it's in the back of your mind every time. Do I go the extra mile? Will it make a difference?
Yeah, you don't have to, by the way, if you're the wrong skin color, right skin color, whatever you do. You don't have to try as hard. The next one, number 5, DEI is divisive. And that's a problem. Yeah, you only got that job because you are fill in the blank, black, white, green, whatever. And so it causes people to resent, and it creates divisions. The next one is DEI diminishes accomplishments and disincentivizes performance. And finally, DEI is distracting. We spend so much of corporate America on this. We're going to have to deal with this as a nation for a long time to come. Just because there's pushback doesn't mean it's gone away. You may be dealing with it right now. And one of the things you have to do about that is you need to weaponize your money. There are only 3 things you can do with your money. You can give it, spend it, or invest it. Here on Pirate Money Radio, we work to bring solutions that support all 3 areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile, a mobile phone company with coverage on most platforms, including Apple, Android, and several others, Patriot Mobile supports the Pirate Money Radio program and others that support Judeo-Christian values. More information about both the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And speaking of Judeo-Christian values, that's a part of the way, the solution's the way back, right?
Well, it definitely is. It definitely is. And they offered in that article other direct solutions for employers. You want to kind of cover some
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, go name them.
Close any DEI office and reassign those workers. That sounds pretty logical. Eliminate diversity quotas. Hire and promote on merit. Cease all diversity and training programs and reinvest that time and money to upskill employees. What a great vision. That's the way we used to do business years ago. What a great vision, though, to really look at how do we reinvest in employees? How do we create strong cultures? How do we upskill employees? That's the answer. You know, and it's dangerous, you know, even for me to sit here as a white guy. I don't have the Cherokee heritage you have, but Dr. Carson can talk about it. You can talk about it a little bit. But we should all be able to talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, what's wrong with it, and what the right answer is with some of these types of solutions.
If we look through a biblical lens, Jesus kept it very simple. He just said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That means they're just as good as you are. We all have talents and abilities, so there ought to be diversity, and we ought to benefit from that. And there ought to be equal opportunity, and we ought to include everyone to the extent that we can. So DEI, framed from a biblical perspective, is not a bad thing. It's simply loving your neighbor and working to get the best possible outcomes. All right, we're talking at Pirate Money Radio about DEI, the impact on the workplace, the harm it's causing, but also we're going to be talking about solutions, things you can do to protect America. Pirate Money Radio.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
You know, Mike, we were here last year. We had, I don't think you were here at the time, we had Andrew Krapuschets, the founder of Red Balloon. You're familiar with
Absolutely.
Red Balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hiring agency, and they said, we're going to go the opposite. We're going to be an alternative economic resource for people they need to hire. And if you don't want to do the DEI game, but you want to look for the best performers and get around that, well, they've done some productivity studies. And here, this is quoted in talentculture.com, which Talent Culture is talking about hiring the best quality people. Here's the quote: with worker productivity falling at its fastest pace in 75 years. Did you know that? Productivity fell.
I can feel it when I go into some of these business establishments now. I'm like, where are all the workers? I mean, I see people here, but they're not really working.
Oh, that's a good point. There are people there, but not workers. You know, you walk up and, you know, other than a visit to Chick-fil-A, you know, my pleasure, when you ask for something, you walk into a retail store and you walk up and you say, hey, can you help me find this? They look at you like you're bothering mm-hmm. them in the middle of their break time, yep. even though they're not on break.
I was in a fast food restaurant the other day, and they had the kiosk there, and they have a live spot, too, for the cash register. I was like, I don't want to use the kiosk. I like talking to people. So I stood at the cash register, and they all looked at me, and they kept kind of working back there, and they looked at me, and they were kind of hoping I would go to the kiosk, I think, and then finally somebody came up, but it's not like it used to be.
No, and it's like it's a bother for them, and it's unfortunate. It's a cultural thing, and that's what DEI has done. So this report says DEI's I means ineffective, and Red Balloon goes on and says I is for ineffective, exposing the harm that so-called diversity initiatives inflict on workplace productivity. The American free market system has lifted more people out of poverty than any other system in the world history, yet the woke left wants to destroy this engine of economic success by replacing merit-based promotion with gender and ethnicity preferences, said Red Balloon CEO Andrew Krapuschets. This just doesn't work in American culture. We're a people who thrive on hard work, innovation, and accomplishment. DEI removes those drivers, and that's rendering workplace ineffective by severely hurting productivity and satisfaction. Companies that ignore accomplishment and instead award promotion based on gender and ethnicity diversity criteria are sending the message that performance doesn't matter. I have to agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Krapuschets is a friend. He's come to visit us. I've featured him in episode 267 of the Economic War Room. The title, DEI is Destroying the American Economy. If you want to learn more about Economic War Room, the episodes that we cover there, you can find out at economicwarroom.com. But you know, it's not just destroying morale, it's actually destroying businesses and putting our lives at risk. Have you heard this term, math is racist?
Well, I know that 2 + 2 can equal 5 or 6 now, but I don't know if I've heard the racist term for that.
Yeah, well, it's racist because 2 + 2 = 4 is like a white patriarchy forcing it on, you know, never mind the fact that if you listen to a lot of the scholars, Islamic scholars in particular, they claim that math was invented in the Middle East, and it probably was. But now somehow it's white Anglo-Saxon American putting you down to claim 2 + 2 = 4. So if you put the wrong answer on a test, you mark it wrong, you're racist. That's not me saying that, by the way. I mean, that's a Wall Street Journal article from May of 2021. It says, in California, 2 + 2 = 4 may be thought racist.
You know, my daughter's an engineer and has a math minor, but it kind of scares me because there's some places where that math calculation really makes a difference.
Well, engineering is one of them. You don't want an engineer that thinks 2 + 2 = 5 building a bridge that you're going on, and you certainly don't want them putting together the airplane you're flying on. I mean, we've all seen how many struggles that Boeing has had. You know, I don't know if it's a maintenance issue. Thank God that most of these have ended safely, planes landed, but doors flying off and this failing and that failing. I know there are a lot of flights a day. Air travel still remains safe relative to other means of travel. I get all that. But if you have an engineer that thinks that math 2 + 2 = 4 is a racist concept, building an airplane, that's a scary thought. So did you see Fox Business, April 9th of says headline, alleged insider says Boeing's woes are symptom of failure of our elites and DEI ripping our society apart.
I wonder how much they spent on their DEI program.
At Boeing?
Yeah.
I know this insider says that far from an anomaly, Boeing is just a symptom of a much bigger problem, the failure of our elites. And again, Mike, you've brought it up multiple times. Is this accidental? Is this that we've fallen into this, or is it according to plan? That's the title of my book, Before Pirate Money, is According to Plan. This insider is warning that that these programs are ripping our society apart, fundamentally changing the company. They're not doing the things necessary. They're not getting the best people because they have to fill roles. He goes on and says, tech businesses have to pay 30 to or 40% more than their competition in salary to get the top 5% of whatever racial group they want. But that leaves ordinary old manufacturing companies like Boeing getting not the most talented people because they can't afford them. People can die if we don't enforce excellence. If they're building your airplane, even if they're cooking your food, what if they make a mistake and don't cook your hamburger sufficiently and you get E. coli problems?
Wasn't it Delta or somebody the other day where they were talking about hiring people with intellectual disabilities to service planes or something like that? That kind of mentality is another one I'm really struggling with right now.
It makes no sense. You know, minorities are harmed by these DEI programs because they're told they don't have to produce excellence. You know, Dr. Carson, he struggled. He had a hard time reading. He struggled in school. He struggled, but his mom told him to keep up and to read and learn, demanded he learn to read. And he advanced not because of his skin color and not because of special privilege. He advanced because he worked hard. And that's still available, I hope, for people in America today. Another concern for Boeing, I got to bring it up. I mean, I work on economic warfare. I don't know if it's true. I know corporate espionage is real. And I know Boeing has, you know, the Europeans and the Chinese as primary competitors. But what if corporate espionage played a role in these Boeing incidents? Do you think that's possible?
It's possible. I mean, certainly we saw, Southwest Airlines several weeks back had lost an engine cowl on one of their Boeings. I mean, is it maintenance? Is it engineering? Because Boeing has a larger market share of some of these airlines that we're seeing this stuff happen? I don't know, but I could certainly see in the economic warfare world that we talk about, geopolitical things and so forth. That would be a strategic attack on one of America's biggest industries.
So what if Boeing, I'm just going to give you a hypothetical scenario. Boeing was forced to hire a certain number of Chinese Americans, maybe immigrants here legally, maybe not legally. There are a lot of Chinese coming across the border. They were forced to hire them, and they were still loyal to, now most Chinese people here in America are great patriots, phenomenal people. But we know some people have entered this nation as spies. They get caught regularly at higher institutions, Harvard, and, you know, mm-hmm. there have been scandals.
We've done shows on that.
Yeah, there have been scandals on this. So what if somebody came in and did corporate espionage? It wouldn't take much to advantage a Chinese airplane manufacturer relative to Boeing. Would they do it? I think they might. I mean, that's in their warfare doctrine of unrestricted warfare.
Yeah, exactly. And you've covered that whole topic of unrestricted warfare and secret plan, one of your New York Times best-selling books.
Secret weapon, yeah, exactly. And the DEI in the military, you mentioned it, your daughter's in the military, your son-in-law's in the military. All of this woke nonsense does not give us the strongest fighting force. What it gives us is a rainbow flag of colors in the military, and a lot. And I, sad to say, Marines dressed in high heels and dresses on purpose so that they can be more sympathetic. I don't really necessarily want my Marines ultimately sympathetic. I want them to be able to storm the beach. I want them to be able to take out the bad guys. Anyway, it's scary. And all these things are causing harm to America, whether consumers, workers, investors, employers, children in education, military preparedness, and even it's hurting us in sharing the gospel. Who's winning from all this? Who do you think wins?
Well, it looks like it's right out of the playbook of the Marxist and communist and unrestricted warfare.
Yeah. Satan is the winner in this. And the World Economic Forum, by the way, I don't know if you realize the World Economic Forum, they want us to eat bugs. They want us to own nothing and be happy. They want us to have open borders. They want America to not be the most powerful nation on the earth. And in 2022, they put out a paper titled, "The Diversity Backlash is Underway. Here's How to Resist It." They want to resist the backlash. In other words, they want to demand DEI in all the nations of the world. That's scary.
It is.
So what do we do about it, Mike? How do we fight this? Well,
it sounds like you hit the first part of it. If it's ungodly, we know we got to fight it, right? We want to stand for things that are right, things that are pure, things that are going to be positive. We want to love people out there.
That's right. So number one, stop ungodly discrimination. Love people as people. Jesus told us to love our neighbor and even to love our enemy. Number two, what do?
Refuse to go along with discrimination. And that's a tough one. But we've got to be willing to stand up. I heard the founder of Babylon Bee the other day saying the problem is people don't speak up. We got to recognize and go along against discrimination.
Absolutely. And we need to vote our values. When you go into the ballot box, think of the candidate that most reflects your biblical Christian values. Number four, we need to weaponize our money, our giving, our spending, and investing. Don't go along with woke DEI nonsense. And number five, teach your children that skin color doesn't matter, character matters. Just like Martin Luther King, consider what schools are teaching them. We need to take our nation back to the biblical principles. This is Pirate Money Radio, where we talk about the issues of the day, how they apply to money and the economy through a biblical lens, and then dive into the impact on you and what you can do about us. Join us next week at Pirate Money Radio.